Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Football Friday. We're a little out of timing here, but I had to give that time to David Benefield. And the comments coming in here are wild. Nelson Hakowicz writes, and you could feel David's heart come through the screen in that last segment. Would you mind putting the comment up from Nick Nielsen, the voice of the Red Wings, if you don't mind? Because I thought it was poignant, too. Coming up, Sam Hurl, recently retired linebacker, and Lee Genier, the Saskatchewan Rattlers. Nick says, tough conversation to listen, content-wise, but one that was necessary, and I'm glad I had a chance to listen in. Thanks, Roddy and Mr. Furious. I just knew David had stuff to get off his chest, and I'll be honest with you, it really feels good to get things off your chest. Sometimes that's all you need.
He was great.
Brady in Saskatoon, David poured his heart into that conversation. We got to see a different aspect than just talking about sports. And this continues to, this show continues to, I don't know what it does, but my phone's ringing off the hook because I got guys calling me knowing that they can trust what we do. They can come on here and say what they want, and they're not going to be attacked. And we will get their word out for them. And if it's not here, it'll be on Twitter. It'll be on through various modes on social media.
David Benefield gives you a lot to think about, though.
Does he? Yes, he does.
I've never thought about him in that particular aspect. And I don't realize what he's going through. I mean, I'm a guy who's guilty. You don't realize what those people are going through.
I know. It had to be said. And that's the thing is, last Friday when I had Benefield on, we didn't even get to it. So I'm like, Clark, we got to get Benefield on next week because this is a conversation that needs to be had. Coming up ahead of Sam Hurl, a sports update that I never got to last hour. The federal government has made a move to try to help one of three Canadian markets become a hub city for the NHL's resumption of play. A federal official told the Canadian press last night that the government issued an order in council that would allow one of Vancouver, Edmonton, or Toronto to serve one of the NHL's two hub cities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The official was granted anonymity because they weren't authorized to discuss the order publicly. Richie Sutter telling us yesterday he feels 100% chance the NHL is playing. Kevin Bieksa telling Tim and Sid, half the players I talk to don't even want to play. Well, of course they don't. They got millions in the bank and it's summertime. Doesn't care what you guys think, guys. Get in shape and get back on the ice. It's your job. Major League Baseball and its players continue to agree to disagree. The players proposed a 70-game regular season schedule, which was immediately rejected by Commissioner Rob Manfred. The two sides remain 10 games and about $275 million apart on plans to start the delayed season. By the way, people saying, my wife, for instance, how come Korean baseball can play but Major League Baseball can't? Because the players and owners and the whole group of them are idiots and they're fighting over money. They can do it in Korea, twice the population of Canada, a fraction of the size. They can do it over there, but we can't figure out how to do it over here. And here we go. Japanese baseball managed to do what American baseball has not. Play ball! Following a three-month delay due to the pandemic, baseball opened today in Japan. The league playing 120 games rather than the 143, but contests will go without fans until at least July. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. We are open. Stop in today at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua. Call 761-2777 for their hours. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull give you wings. I get a nice card from Red Bull Canada. And it says, Rod Peterson Show. Here's a little taste of our new Red Bull Summer Edition. The taste of watermelon. Hope you enjoy. Best Andra Ford is her name. This is it. Available in stores now, 7-Eleven, Loblaws, Walmart. We're going to give Lynch one of these. It doesn't say anything here about having a heart condition. It's okay, Lynch,
okay. If
you have it. Not recommended for children, pregnant, or breastfeeding women. You're not pregnant, are you? Caffeine-sensitive persons or to be mixed with alcohol. Usage 2 cans max daily. Watermelon Red Bull.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
It's out and it's ready to roll.
Look forward to it.
Don't mix with alcohol. I thought that was the only way. It's the only time I've had it. Okay, here we go. We got him. Sam Hurl announcing his retirement. It's probably been about 10 days ago now. The guy's had an outstanding career. Second round pick of the Riders in 2012. Won the Grey Cup of the Riders in 2013. Little stop in Winnipeg in between. And then back home with the green and white. And I tell you what, Sam. Looks like retirement life is treating you good. Where are you joining us from today?
Hey, Rod. I'm actually up by Edmonton at Seba Beach here at my dad's cabin. So I'm living the dream out here, to say the least.
It looks like it. And, wow, man, good for you. Tremendous cell service out there. How many bars you got at that beach?
I know. My dad's got the 5G going out here. He's doing well for himself.
That's a flamethrower they got going up there.
It's been a little while.
You good? Sam, John Lynch here. I'm a buddy of Jack Newman, the same guy you are. Is Newman really that good in doing his job at the University of Calgary, or was there just a bluff?
Jacko, he's the man, I tell you what. He's incredible. He just has such a close relationship with everybody over there, right? Everybody loves him. And, Jack Newman's the man. I love him to the moon. He's got the classic question to everybody all the time. Hey, how's your brother doing? So it's he's a beauty. I love that guy.
I don't know what his title is. For those that don't know, Jack Newman, at one time, the sports information officer at the University of Calgary. I don't know what his title is now. He should have been your agent, Sam, because when the Riders drafted him, he pulls me aside. You watch out for that Sam Hurl. That's Sam. I called him Calgary's John Lynch, by the way, because you guys talk and sound very similar to each other.
Oh, he'll be thrilled when he knows I talked to you today. He won't believe it, unless he's listening. Maybe he can listen to
him. He is a super dude. Sam, I got to say, you look at peace with your decision. 8 pro football seasons. You got a ring. It looks like it's just see you later, Lanny McDonald style. Is it as easy as it looks, this announcement for you?
I think, it's a bit of a different situation, right? With everything kind of going on, it's kind of weird, right? It's definitely a great feeling. I don't know if I have the same, feeling as I would if I retired and a season was going on right now and I'm watching guys playing. It might be a little bit different. But right now I'm super content with things are that I decided to do what I did.
The guy saying that Sam's with us, it just froze up there for a little bit. But the comment that I got out of that is that he's super content with the decision to retire. And obviously, because whether he had signed a CFL contract or not, he wouldn't be playing right now. You guys tell me when Sam's ready to roll. But John said it earlier last hour, 3 years. Well, for the longest time, they said the pro football average length of career was 3 years. Last I read, it's down to 1.5 years, John.
Yeah.
So I would think an 8-year career and surviving with your noodle intact,
amazing.
Physically fine,
amazing.
It would almost be a miracle. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
They tell me that we got him now. So let's go back to Sam Hurl at the beach. And Sam, you said you're super content with the decision. So maybe just pick up with that and the reasons why.
Yeah, for sure. No, I was saying I'm content. Definitely. It's a bit of an odd situation, right? Because no one's playing football right now. So I'm not really in a situation where I'm sitting at home, seeing guys out on the field. And kind of feel this keeps freezing up.
Yeah, pull up. Let's get him on the phone. Let's get him on the phone because I'm not done with Sam Hurl yet. And we might have to, as a matter of fact, would it be okay if we went to a commercial, guys? Would that help you back there? We'll go to a commercial and come back with Sam Hurl on the phone because I got a lot of great questions. It's a shame because awesome setting where he is at the beach. But we'll get you on the phone, Sam. Hang on. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network on this Football Friday, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, we are Pure Clean Restoration Regina, and today we're at Modern Men's Salon disinfecting and applying Aegis Microbe Shield Protection. Aegis Microbe Shield creates a layer of confidence when reopening your business. It actively works in between cleanings to reduce the microbial load and keep places like Modern Men's Salon safer in between regular cleaning practices. As Saskatchewan reopens and the salons prepare for more traffic, this protection is an extra level of security for both staff and customers.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. And we do have Sam Hurl from the beach near Edmonton. And John Frenzy's here with us till the bottom of the hour. So, Sam, thanks for the patience. And glad we got at least a portion of the video in because it looks so great. So, it may be a while before you really reflect on your career, but I remember you coming in 2012, a very special time in Rider history. New head coaching staff, of course, with Corey Chamberlain. Take me back to that time, what it was like for you coming in as a rookie out of the Dinos program. Okay, guys. And now we can't bring in Sam. They tell me that we had him on the phone, and now we can't. Well, what was going along swimmingly today has kind of hit the ditch a little bit. Yes. What's going on, guys? I got nothing. Oh, so they tell me that we need a couple minutes. Woo-hoo-hoo. How's your day going, Frenzy?
Good. Being here is great.
Don't tell me why, okay? We're not going down that road again.
Well, what a way to start, hey? Start the day I get in the car.
Oh, well, no! We're not going down that again.
I'm waiting for the phone calls when I get home.
Oh, I know. Listen, here's what we do when you got a tap dance. I'm going to the Prairie Mobile text line. I'm going to the Capital Audible Universal Collision Center daily poll question. The guys were wondering if we would be putting you on the air tonight with our computer simulation of the Alouettes and the Rough Riders, but we're not. You're going to be watching it at home on your wife's Facebook account.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's where we'll be brought. On this very channel that you're watching the show right now, we'll have the computer simulated game between Montreal and Saskatchewan. And we're going to have a virtual halftime show. You already know we got Tegan Littlechief singing the Canadian National Anthem. But the halftime show, we want to know who shall perform at the virtual halftime show tonight. The Sheepdogs, the Hunter Brothers, Colin James, or Jess Moskaluk, still leading. And we're into the hundreds of votes. The Hunter Brothers with 34% of the vote. The country sensation out of Shaunavon, Saskatchewan.
They're great. They are just terrific.
You know their music?
Yep.
I love them too. They were playing a couple years ago at Mosaic Stadium. And I came, I went to the bathroom, came back, and I'm like, whoa, this, I don't really know who these guys are, but good is good. They tell me that we've got Sam Hurl now. Carlos in Indianapolis said, maybe we should do this another day. No, we got Sam, and we got, can you hear me, Sammy?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. It's perfect. We got you now, Sam. So can you take me back to your rookie year, 2012, coming in your first camp, Corey Chamberlain's first camp as head coach, anywhere as a head coach. What was life like for you back then?
Yeah, no, that was an amazing time for me. You know, it was I was so fortunate to get to come into a team that had, you know, so many veteran guys that were great leaders. And, you know, I was just, you know, nowadays it's interesting, right, because teams are kind of transient. You kind of get guys on there for a couple of years. That year when I went into Saskatchewan, we had, you know, I don't know how many 10-year guys there were on that team, you know. So you had Mike McCullough, you had Husey, you had, you know, there was just so many guys in that squad that I was able to learn from and grow with. And it was an amazing rookie situation that I walked into on that team. And, yeah, I made a lot of great friends and that I still have till today. And, yeah, those were some really defining years for me in Saskatchewan starting out there.
Well, I got to ask you this. It is a charmed career. I'm not sure it's dawned on you yet, you know, how it went for you. But you mentioned McCullough. He said his rookie camp, 2003, he comes in. The first guy he sees is Ray Jacobs, an absolute beast of a human being. And Mike almost turned around and left. Did you have one the first day? Some guy that I'm like, I got to play against him? Did you have one guy that just freaked you out?
I don't know if there's a specific name. I do remember there being some creatures there walking in. most definitely. It was an interesting... What was also really interesting to me, too, though, was to kind of see some of these guys, and you're like, holy shit, you know, this is crazy. They're so big, so strong. But at the end of the day, it comes down to how well you can play football, not about how big you are. So, you know, you learn that quickly in that league, too. You know, some people look like Tarzan and play like Jane.
Yes, for sure. Corey Sheets was a rookie in that training camp, and I might have my years mixed up, but I do believe that Odell Willis was on that club. But anyways... Yeah, Clark's telling me that. So, oh, I mean, talk about a guy that just does not shut up, but a good enough player. Sam, have you been having these thoughts? Have you been reflective since making that announcement of your retirement?
Well, yeah, so that's what I was kind of trying to say earlier, and then I think it's a tough situation right now because I'm kind of sitting at home like everybody else is. So, you know, it's kind of a weird time to retire, I guess you could say. I think I felt like I needed to do it just because I had people asking what my plans were and stuff. And, you know, I have a new job at Cushman & Wakefield and whatnot. So it's a bit odd not having a season to be able to watch. I think, you know, it's making the situation a little bit different for me. I'm in the same boat as everybody. Like, I missed the game and I missed being around the people. But at least I don't have to sit at home watching it on TV, right? So I'm not sure that it's really kind of hitting home like I think it would be if I was watching, you know, a bunch of my buddies playing on, you know, PSN.
Well, listen now, Sam, what about the situation with the CFL? I'm upset the way it is. It, you know, it may be shut down almost in the next couple of months. So, scary. What do you think of it?
It's wild. I can't believe it, really. I think, you know, we need to start making some progress here to kind of try to get people playing back in sports. And, you know, I think it's unfortunate that, you know, I love Canada. I think it's a great country. Unfortunately, I just don't think we put the value into sport that, you know, we need to. So it's really sad to see everything kind of happening right now. And, you know, I guess what I'm most fearful of is just the trickle-down effect it's going to have on minor leagues and kids that are young that, you know, decide to maybe not, you know, pursue football or something because, there's, you know, the CFL is just maybe dwindling away, right? So, you know, it's really unfortunate. I really hope we can figure something out. You know, I want to see those. I want to feel jealous of those guys on the field. You know, I want those guys out there playing football right now. And I don't know. I'm not sure that it's really, I don't know if I necessarily agree with it that they're not getting back to things, or at least don't have a date plan to get back at it. It's unfortunate. I understand this is a big deal and everything like that, but I don't know. I feel like everybody else is making progress and moving forward to trying to make things happen, and we just seem to just keep going in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it's very frustrating to say the least.
Sam, your years in Winnipeg, can you tell me how you would describe those and compare them being a Blue Bomber versus being a Rough Rider? You played in the two best markets in the CFL. Compare the two, and what was that like?
Definitely. It was amazing. You know, I feel really fortunate to have kind of got to see Western Canada the way I did. You know, I grew up in Calgary. You know, I'm familiar with Edmonton. Played in Regina, you know, and became best friends with Greg Newman. So I go up to Saskatoon regularly. And then got to go to Winnipeg as well. And I got to, you know, be there and make a lot of friends there. You know, those years in Winnipeg were really special to me. You know, we had, in my opinion, one of the best coaches I've ever had. Mike O'Shea, without any question. So for me, that was a, you know, incredible experience to have a coach that has had faith in me like he did and gave me a chance like he did. And, you know, just the locker room and the environment that they had there and that I got to be a part of was really special to me and stuff I'll never forget. And, I made a lot of good friends on every team I've been a part of. And, you know, Winnipeg was really special. I think Winnipeg's special in the sense that I got to kind of be a part of help build something there. You know, not to say that when you're only doing special teams and stuff that you're not a part of that. But when you get to have an influence in offense or defense as well, that's kind of what the goal is as a player, and that's what I got to do in Winnipeg. So that was special for me.
Sammy, we got a lot of viewers in Winnipeg, so I got to go down this road. When I saw Mike O'Shea inducted into the Hall of Fame in Hamilton in 2017, I left Tim Hortons Field discouraged because I'm like, as the Rider guy, I'm like, damn it, they're going to win a Grey Cup under this guy because he gets it. Just from listening to his induction speech, and I'm proud to say that they did on his watch. What is it in your mind that makes Mike O'Shea so special and so good at what he does?
You know, I agree with you on that. I've been happy to see anybody else win. Really. You know, we didn't win last year, which is always bitter, but, you know, I'm very happy to have seen that, that team win and see Mike O'Shea hoist the cup as the head coach. It's kind of hard to explain why he's such a great coach. He's just such a great guy. He understands his players so well. You know, and he's been there, right? He did it for 16 years. You know, as a player, you can't help but respect a guy like that too, right? So, but he doesn't have an ego. He doesn't have any of that garbage, right? He's just there to make you the best player you can be. He doesn't, you know, he's not trying to prove that he's better than you or that he's this or that. He's proved everything he needs to prove. And so you just don't get that vibe from him, right? It's a very good vibe in that locker room, and he makes everybody feel really at home, and he likes that family vibe in the locker room. And everybody, you know, I think people just really love being a part of that locker room because he makes sure that he brings the right guys into that team to make it enjoyable.
Two last questions for you, Sam. I'll let you get back to the beach. One, how are you feeling? You did take some knocks in your career. How are you doing right now?
I'm feeling great, honestly. I walked away at a really good time, I think. I didn't have any major, you know, surgeries or anything like that that I had to deal with. I had some hamstring problems over the years. I came away really good, and I'm excited, too, you know, to kind of just be over all that. You know, football's a tough game. It's really physically demanding, and, you know, on a weekly basis, you're rolling out of bed kind of feeling like you got into a car accident. So I'm looking forward to be able to play golf and do all these fun things in the summertime with friends and family and feel healthy and good while doing it.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, you're going to get your summer back for the first time in a very long time. It feels good. And secondly, I mean, I never really knew what you took in university or what your post-career plans were. So what's up for Sam Hurl?
Yeah, I actually took, I didn't finish university right out of the get-go, so I kept chipping away at that and ended up with my communications degree. And then that was a few years ago. And basically this off-season, I kind of went phone calling around to people in commercial real estate because I kind of wanted to, you know, I've had some friends that did it and it sounds intriguing to me. And so I started getting some meetings and, you know, just chatting with people in the industry. And so now I'm in commercial real estate, doing industrial focus. So at Cushman & Wakefield in Calgary, and I'm loving it. I got a great team that I'm working with. They're, you know, and that's what's really awesome about it too, is kind of the transition right out of football is now I have another team that I can kind of go to and we can work together on a collective goal, right? So that aspect I think will be really good for me as well. And it's going to allow me to kind of transition a lot smoother than, you know, if I didn't have something like this, you know, to get into. So I'm really excited for it, and I'm learning a lot, enjoying it.
Good for you, Sam. Well, I knew you'd get to be a success because you got the three keys: smart, talented, and you work hard. So that's all you need, no matter what you do. By the way, we have a viewer in Toronto watching, Chris Cooper, who's a Rider fan. He wants to know which young Canadian on the roster right now you think will be the next up-and-coming star on the Rough Riders team.
Oh, man. Let me think about that one. I mean, Dakota Shepley, he's a great old lineman. I think he's going to be good. He proved that last year that he's capable of playing. I think he'll end up, you know, establishing himself as a good old lineman in the league for a long time. I think Micah Tite, he's my guy. He's a young guy. He's a linebacker. He's got a ton of potential. He's just got to get more playing time. So, yeah, I mean, there's a few guys on that roster that are young guys that are coming up, and I think they got a lot of potential. I can only speak on Micah Tite, I think, because you know I get to deal with him on a daily basis being a linebacker. So yeah, I have a lot of hope for Micah. I want to see him out there tearing it up. So he's just got to calm down a bit and figure that playbook out a bit better, and he'll be tearing it up.
He's a redhead, but we got to get Micah Tite on the air because he likes all our photos, watches all our stories, votes on all our polls. Clark, we got to get Micah Tite on the air. He's got the Sam Hurl stamp of approval. The guy's telling me we have our next guest ready. So, Sammy, last question. Are you going to be a Rider fan, a Bomber fan, a Stamps fan going back to Calgary? What's it going to be for you?
Yeah, no way I'm becoming a Stamps fan. I don't know. That's a good question. I did play 5 years with the Riders, you know, and I loved it there. It was such a great experience for me. But I'll always be a Mike O'Shea fan, so I'm going to be torn, to say the least. I'll probably just bandwagon jump, and whoever's winning, I'll be the fan of that group.
Sounds good. Sam, congrats on a great career. I'm glad it's going so well. Keep in touch, my friend, and thanks for all you've done for me. Such a good guy since I met you back in 2012.
For sure. Thanks so much, Rod. I really appreciate the call.
Sam Hurl joining us from the beach near Edmonton. Apologies to Lee Genier. We're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the president of the Rattlers because they got great news out of the CEBL. We'll be right back with Lee, another great friend of the show. It's the RP Show Football Friday, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. It's been a fantastic Football Friday. David Benefield, Sam Hurl, and John Frenzy with us. But we're going to switch gears and talk a little basketball right now. Lee Genier comes in, and I always enjoy our visits, the president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers. We have not talked with Lee since their news came down of the year-end tournament in a quarantine city they're talking about. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Awesome, Roddy. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for sitting through that. I know we're a little off schedule here. I appreciate the patience. But what can you tell CEBL fans right now today? What is the league news that they should know?
So earlier this week, obviously, the league announced that they would be canceling the 2020 season in favor of us moving to the summer series that will, you know, it'll take place over about 4 weeks in Ontario, in Niagara. That will really start on July 15th with a couple of days of, reporting for medicals and a day of orientation and then a 9-day training camp. And then competition will start on July 25th and run through with our championship on August the 9th.
So, Lee, the last time you were on, it was clear this was being worked on, and you were very optimistic. It was almost like you couldn't wait to bust the news that day. Has this all kind of gone according to plan? This is what you were working on back then?
Yeah, I mean, realistically, you know, when we were heading towards the, you know, the season and COVID broke, you know, we started to work on contingency plans right across the league. And obviously, this emerged as the top plan, obviously working with the tournament and Lisa McLeod, who was the sport minister, being a big catalyst behind this. And that made all the sense in the world. So obviously we have four teams in Ontario. Our league office is there, a lot of resources. And then, of course, with the support of the Ontario government to make this happen, this is, like I say, every day we've been having discussions around this. And moving the needle forward, and really, obviously, Mike Morreale, our commissioner, has been working 24/7 to make this happen. And right now we're about 99% there, and all of our plans moving forward are to be there on July 15th, and make this an incredibly exciting 4 weeks of basketball.
Of course, and let me guess, watch it all on CBC, or at least selected games. Am I right?
We haven't released a schedule yet, but CBC obviously is our broadcast partner, and so when you kind of look at the schedule of what was supposed to happen during July and August was the Olympics, right? So obviously there's this great window for us to be in there and not only be national, but hopefully international as well, which is incredibly exciting. So,
well, for sure. And I think enough people have seen you on this show enough to know that Lee's been an award-winning executive in the CFL, NLL, and now the CEBL. And the obvious question for me, Lee, from the viewers would be, how come the CEBL can do this, but the other leagues can't? And even CPL's talking about getting back playing. What's worked for you that hasn't for the others? Is it in your business model?
Good question is, we have a very robust plan, detailed plan that will see, our international players come in from the U.S. and they have to quarantine for 14 days. That is the plan right now. But again, it has been putting a plan in place. And again, getting final approval from, the health authority, just working with the right authorities to make it happen. So Again, like I say, it's been 24/7 for about the last 3 months to make this happen. Well,
I can't even imagine. And by the way, so you got Amari Brooks, you know, sitting down there in Southeast Texas. There's a good example. And thank God we have the relations with the government officials that have just told us, hey, if you apply to the proper governments and apply properly, you can get cleared to cross the border. So is that something that you guys have all had to do? Players have done it on their own, or you guys have looked after that for them? What is the issue there?
Yeah, and that's been part of this plan, is working with the government to have these players come in. And, you know, again, you have to apply for work permits for them in this new world, let's call it, a little different from what would have been our normal season. So, you know, each team has three internationals on their roster. And again, it's just a process. And again, we've been working on that process again for the last 3 months, and again, fingers crossed that nothing goes wrong there as we get them into Niagara. So,
yeah, well, that's the thing. Fingers crossed, because we just had somebody write in and say Bob McKenzie's reporting one NHL quarantine city's dropped out of the running because there was a COVID outbreak there, and that's all the things that everybody's fearful of as a sports executive like yourself. I've lobbed some hard questions at you, Lee. Here's an easy one, I think, or at least one you'd like. I'm hearing a lot about the CEBL, and I mean from Joe Blow on the street, or I'm seeing them write about it on Facebook and Twitter. Like, the league is really gaining traction. Are you seeing that? Are you feeling that? And if so, why do you think that is?
Well, you know, we are a young league, Rod, as you know, but, you know, if you look at who we have involved in this league, from our executives at the league office, you know, to, you know, each team, you know, we have some great executives, you know, from Fraser Valley Bandits way out to Hamilton, John Lashway, and of course, great leadership with Mike Moyelli. And then, you know, what we've been able to do is, you know, you've said, you've had Jay Triano on the show. We have a ton of just real champions in the NBA as well, just love what we're doing. And we're garnering international attention. So, you know, it's just been a process. And, you know, again, the caliber of ball, as you've seen, is great. And it's only going to continue to get better as we get different caliber players in as well. So that's really been, you know, a big part of it. And then certainly marketing the team. You know, we just have a stellar group in our league office that, you know, that does a great job. And then when I look at the Rattlers, we have a rock star in Raul Garcia, who just does an amazing job for us on the marketing end. And again, we just continue to rock it and move forward. And like I say, we were very tenacious and moving this forward. And I love this enthusiasm around it. And everybody, like, again, is so excited about this league, which for a young league is great. So
it is cool. It's breathing and it's growing. I'd like to think just like us. It's really fun to watch. So, Lee, I appreciate the time. Keep it up. Keep us in the loop. And if we don't chat with you before, although I think we will, good luck down there in Niagara.
Awesome. Love it. Love it, guys. Right. Thanks so much for on and spreading the good word.
You bet. Thanks, Lee. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Lee Genier, the president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers. And he nailed it. The guy knows what he's doing. And he talked about all those guys. A lot of former CFL guys. We mentioned Morielli himself. Kurt Emerson. Yep. You know Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Who I believe he's still with the Hamilton Honey Badgers, or perhaps not, but he's been working with the league. And I just look at, he just said it. Bringing on Jay Triano, you know, bringing on Joel Anthony from the Heat, Canadian guy that won two national championships with the Heat, who just wants to give back into the league. And it's starting to piss me off a little bit in that, why can't the CFL look to their former guys? Hey, let's get a message from Danny Barrett with the Houston Texans. Hey, Danny, can you give us a 20-second video on helping us? And maybe they will down the line. I mean, I know that the CFL's pants are on fire right now. I get that. You know, they've done a little bit with The Rock, more so I think the Stampeders have.
Yep.
Than the CFL. Hey, Chris Jones, can you send us a video out of Cleveland? Like, these guys with the CBL, they're go-getters.
Yeah, they understand. You have to market the league. I think it's so important, you know, what the CEBL is doing, especially in their infancy still, year two. They had such a great year one. You know, you don't know what to expect. You don't know where things are going. And it culminated in just an amazing championship weekend in Saskatoon. The home team won. It's awesome. You can't go. They realize they can't go away. And so doing whatever they can, sure, can't have a season, travel across the country all summer, but you can have this great year-end tournament. And they're going to be in the public eye, and they're going to bring a nation together, and there's going to be a lot of pride and a lot of passion and likely going to be an amazing broadcast. They get it. It's awesome. The CFL, as opposed to fighting and, you know, playing the blame game, they got to, you know, unite the country. And videos like that would do it. Support from, you know, the NFL, support from former players. The message needs to be how much you love the game. Not the business of the game right now. Do that behind closed doors. But wallpaper Canada with how much you love the CFL. And do it now. Yeah, and start winning the PR battle.
Do it now. Jeff in Calgary, the Stamps fan, says Chris Jones is not the spokesperson you want. He goes on to say the Stampeders are Hollywood's team. I'm just going to roll with it. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to get into it. But with, you know, with the Chris Jones thing, it's funny how our minds work differently.
Yeah.
When things happen, yours goes this way, mine goes this way, but it makes a great team.
Oh, it's awesome.
So it's like, oh yeah, to hell with Chris Jones. He's in the NFL now.
I know.
We sure showed him. And it reminds me of one time, I'm sure as hell not going to name the guy, but Rich Preston, one of my mentors in life. You've heard me talk about Rico.
Yeah.
Played 8 seasons with the Chicago Blackhawks, still holds some of the Blackhawks records. A couple seasons with the New Jersey Devils. Coached the Pats in 95 to 97. That's where we got close and we've stayed close. But I remember one time, now he didn't back down from anybody. So remember the Pats were having a brouhaha, a Donnybrook, a melee,
yeah,
a fracas against this one team. And the coaches were going back and forth over the glass at each other. So when the game was over, we get on the bus and I said, Rico, what was he saying to you? And he's like, what an idiot. He's like, go back to the NHL, Preston. What a stupid beak at somebody. And I know the guy. He follows me on Twitter. I'm not going to name him. We just thought it was the dumbest. Just go back to the NHL. You're junk. Chris Jones, we don't want him promoting the CFL. He's with the Browns.
I know. There's a gif. There's a gif. And it's, you know, the Vancouver Canucks made it to the Cup Final against Boston. And everything was going good. They had Luongo. And then after that, they had Corey Schneider as the backup. And it was a gif of these guys walking away from a building with the heads of Corey Schneider and Roberto Luongo as the building's blowing up behind them. They were getting out of town while the getting was good just before everything blew up. I feel like that could work with Chris Jones. Right?
Oh,
he just gets out of Canada and everything's blowing up behind him.
I bet Jones is like, damn, why'd I leave the CFL? Lee Horton writes in, and the Jets and the WHA, Rich Preston. Rico fondly wore that Avco Cup championship ring with the Winnipeg Jets, by the way. I love that, man. And his wallpaper on his phone is New Mosaic Stadium, by the way. Last time I was in Anaheim, were you with me?
No.
He had to show me. He was so proud of that photo on his phone.
Wow.
He was an assistant coach with the Ducks at the time.
That's cool.
We'll be back. We'll be back. I got a sports update. We'll talk about the rock star of the day. And we'll wind up the week and get ready for the sim tonight. I got to get a nap this afternoon.
Yes.
It's game day.
Game day.
It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Awesome. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I did not tweet yet the Rockstar of the Day poll because I ran into a friend in the break. On my way sprinting out to the washroom. You guys got a meeting afterwards, obviously. Mm-hmm. I won't spill the beans yet. You're welcome. So is okay?
Yeah.
As soon as we're off the air, I'll tweet today's Rockstar contestants, John Frenzy, David Benefield, Sam Hurl, and Lee Genier. As usual, bravo, Clark. They're all great. I'd vote for them all for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. That's why we put it to a vote.
Big time.
I want to do a sports update that I didn't get to earlier. You'll find this interesting. NFL Network and NFL Red Zone went dark on Dish Network and Sling TV last night as both sides try to reach a new distribution agreement. The league said in a release that while NFL media remains committed to negotiating an agreement and has offered terms consistent with those in place with other distributors, Dish has not agreed. Dish posted a rebuttal on its own website. Here we go. You know how this works.
Yep.
The lack of an agreement impacts 11.32 million subscribers. Dish has 9 million of those. Sling TV has 2.31 million. That's for the NFL fans that pay for NFL Red Zone. Western Hockey League teams need their arenas at least half full with spectators next season to operate, according to the league's commissioner. The COVID-19 pandemic has shut down large gatherings of people across North America over fears of a rapid spread of the virus. Some sports leagues are rebooting or planning to reboot with games in empty stadiums and arenas. Major junior hockey is ticket-driven and doesn't have a lucrative broadcast rights deal to fall back on, Robinson said. He told reporters, and I quote, as a spectator-driven league, we need spectators to make it work. We have set at the present time approximately a minimum of 50% capacity for that to occur. How can you help? Buy a ticket. It's not hard. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idle Wild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. You know what day it is? Fish Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it again. On special at Wendell Clark's is the fish and chips. It's the best I've ever had anywhere. This is me speaking, not on their behalf. Rolled in salt and vinegar chips. Deep fried. Think about that. Ugh. By the ocean, I've had fish and chips. The Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, or as you're looking at it the other way, it's the best I've ever had. Go try it. And if it's not the best you've ever had, I'll eat my shorts. That's a guarantee. I'm just reading, and Ben Cahoon's G2G Energy Bars. Can we get him one?
Absolutely.
He's got the special visitor that we got here. Seven delicious flavors, fresh, all natural, healthy, delicious. I love how we've renamed the company Ben Cahoon's Energy Bars.
I know.
He's just the Canadian sales rep, Ben Cahoon, the Canadian Football Hall of Famer, and Alouette's great that broke the Riders' hearts so many times. Fresh, all natural, healthy, and delicious. No preservatives. No refined sugar. Order yours at g2gbars.ca. And RP Show viewers get a 20% discount by using the promo code RPShow.
I've stopped bringing lunch. If you've noticed, I've stopped packing lunch, and I just have a G2G bar after the show.
And you're losing weight, and you're looking better.
Thank you.
If I may say so.
I appreciate that.
Leo is watching in Hamilton, and he says, TSN has been crickets about the CFL, unless I've missed something. CFL 2020, I assume, is airing tonight. It aired last Friday night.
Yeah, it should.
It's not every Friday. I haven't heard anything about it
should
this week.
Should be tonight. Farhand and Dave Naylor are still making noise.
Yeah, but he's talking about what's going out on the screen.
Yeah, he's talking about the channels.
The channels. Yeah. Well, I'll say this, and then we'll go off the air. Everybody's covering their own ass. That's what it's come down to.
Yeah.
I love if you believe this, we're all in it together. I have not seen a gigantic amount of evidence of that from really anybody other than people that are raising funds for COVID relief efforts. For instance, Great Western and what they're doing with the food banks. But TSN, what are they doing? They moved to very quickly air live harness racing last night. Did you watch it?
I didn't.
I did.
But I knew it was on.
I did. And who knew? I want to say this. Laura Dykin did a fantastic job. Brody Lawson did a fantastic job last night from Woodbine. I'm trying to find this text that I got last night. Do you remember Jason Portwando?
Yes.
When's the last time you heard the name Jason Portwando?
Sportsnet Central.
A decade ago.
A decade
At least.
Yeah.
Who knew Jason Portwando is the Mel Kiper of horse racing?
I did not know.
He knew everything about it.
Wow. Jason Portwando. That's
Portwando.
A name, man. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm like, hey, I know that guy. I know that guy. For $1 million, I wouldn't have got his name until they put it up on the bottom of the screen. I want to tell you this. A girl by the name of Michelle sent me a message, and she said, hey, that Dark Horse app that you were talking about on the show is pretty awesome. My stepdad and I are hooked.
Whoa.
You're welcome. Not you, Michelle. Dark Horse app. They're all downloading it because we were talking about it on this show. Pimping the hell out of it on our social media. So I downloaded it because I'm kind of anti-betting myself.
Okay.
As a person in recovery from addiction. I've never really ever gambled, but I just stay away from it.
Yeah.
I downloaded the app. You don't have to bet money. I mean, you can. That's the whole idea. Introduce your kids to betting.
You can bet for free for fun?
You can bet for free for fun.
Whoa.
All the information on the horses, all the information on the races. It's all using AI, a term that we hear around here quite a bit. Dark Horse app, you're welcome. Thank me later. I'm on it. I'm using it.
It's a lot of fun if you can do it responsibly. It's a lot of fun. Like going to the track in Saskatoon, I would go, and I only got introduced to it a couple of summers ago, really. And, you know, you'd go and you bet $2 on a horse, and you're into it. You're reading the things. You, like, from reading the little book, for 5 minutes, you think you're an expert on horse racing.
That's the problem.
That is the problem. And you think, well, all the numbers said he was going to win.
And then they drain your bank account and,
No debit cards, no credit cards. You take $20 or whatever your budget is, and that's it.
Dark Horse, thank me later. But my point is, TSN's moved on. They got sponsors to appease. They got airtime to fill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not blaming them at all.
Yep.
But everybody's covering their own ass right now. And will that change? I see no sign that things are going to change in that regard in the world, not just sports. Don Mitchell writes in, our Navy friend from Ottawa. He says, late to the show, guys. Mr. Furious was great, I assume. David Benefield was A-okay. And all I can tell you, Don, when I go off the air in 60 seconds, you're going to immediately be able to go back and watch the interview. And David answered all the questions that I wanted to ask him last week. It was actually spellbinding, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
It was a spellbinding discussion with Mr. Furious. Casey Andrew writes in and he says, XL hoodies are sold out on rodpetersonshop.com. Hot demand.
Speaking of that,
yeah.
You've got some decisions to make after the show's over on merch that's in my office.
Oh, good.
And there's a liner on your sheet that you should take a look at.
Megan did this, right?
For the,
where is it?
RP shop.
Ah! Ooh! I got it. Current promo, Under Armour, heat gear, polos, now available. Moisture wicking fabric works to keep you cool, dry, and light. Use promo code RPSHOW10 to receive a 10% discount at checkout, rodpetersonshop.com. Do you have those in XL?
I believe we do.
There you go, Casey. Yeah, you ask and we deliver. I would like to do that, but would like to have also have been prepped on that, so we're not going to. Breaking news from Devin Haru before we call it a day. Federal government allowing NHL players to bypass 14-day quarantine to potentially play in Canada. How are you feeling about that? Well, I just feel like I've just lit a stink bomb and we're leaving the room.
Drop it and out.
Yeah, see, you all can debate that. We will have 24-hour sports talk up all weekend long at rodpeterson.com/listen live. So be listening for that, and we'll see you Monday right here at 10 a.m. Mountain on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.